Welcome to Haphazard Adventures. You're going to hear us call this show White to See Our Radio multiple times because that's what the show used to be called. We started the show back in 2009 and then we brought it back in 2016 with the same name. And then after about 43 episodes, we rebranded it to be Haphazard Adventures because it just made more sense. And I ended up taking the name White to See Our Radio and repurposing it as for a podcast where I basically talk to myself. So White to See Our Radio is still a thing, but it's very different. And this show is Haphazard Adventures. So sit back, listen, and enjoy Haphazard Adventures. So, welcome back to another re-up. Today is with Union of Heroes and Arn Schwarzenegger. I can't remember his last name. I can never pronounce it. It's some long German thing. And sorry, Arn, for mispronouncing it. I'm not even trying because I don't want to. I mean, it's already bad enough what I've just said. So, this is the second to last of the re-ups from the old show. We have one more episode after this for you. But this is Union of Heroes. Now, Kaylee's not on this one because she was sleeping. And as I'll tell you in the intro here, she was asleep watching Nanny Diaries. But Kurt Sasso from TGT Webcomics joining me, so it's a lot of fun. Here we go.
Let's go, then.
Alright, hello and welcome to White to See Radio episode number 26. Really, this is like episode 132 of Haphazard Adventures, but I guess this was old show 26, but it always. And it's not White to See Radio, because White to See Radio is the other show that I do, but this is Happy Adventures. I don't know, it's all confusing as go. Tonight we are, sans my wife, she's a little bit sick and decided that she's going to rest and watch the Nanny Diaries while I do this. So I went ahead and got the lovely help of Mr. Kurt Sasso to help me out tonight.
Hi, how the heck are you there, John?
Besides being tired, I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
But I'm not as tired as our guest tonight, who is Arn from Union of Heroes, all the way from Germany.
Say, how you doing, Arn? Yeah.
Hello.
So we're going to talk with him about his comic, his photo comic, probably, if in my opinion, the best one on the web. We'll get it.
You know, it probably still is best one on the web. I haven't seen any photo comics even since then, 2010, that have rivaled his. So if it's still up there, check out Union of Heroes. It used to be unionofheroes.com. I don't know if that's still the right thing because it's been, you know, a decade. But it was a pretty expansive webcomic. It's pretty awesome.
We get his insights on his creative process and a little bit about the comic and the card game he has contributed to that I've just noticed today. But before we get to all that, this is just the intro, so let's take a pause, listen to a song, come back, and we'll do the interview.
And as with all of these re-ups, there will be no song because I don't want a copyright strike, so no music for you, but you do get to go back to the interview right away.
All right, and we're back. So we got Arn from Union of Heroes on tonight's show with Kurt Sasso helping me out with the co-hosting duties tonight.
Just want to cut in real quick, and if I remember right from this interview, I remember this interview being really awkward because the language barrier between Kurt, myself, and Arn, and a lot of things were misconstrued. I don't know. It's been a while since I've heard this. I haven't listened to this episode since it aired, for the most part. So we'll see. I do think that it was pretty awkward, though, so we'll see how awkward I was back then with this.
The first question I'm going to ask you is a question I pretty much ask everybody is, tell me about your comic.
So generic.
Okay, Union of Heroes is a photo comic about superheroes from Germany, which combines a few webcomic rarities into one piece of comic, because there are not so many professionally made photo comics with actors. And on the other hand, there aren't any photo comics or comics about superheroes from Germany at all. So I guess it was a clever idea to combine these two things and produce the first superhero photo comic ever on the net.
Well, there you go. That definitely gives it that.
It definitely gives it that. What kind of journalistic crap is that? It's like, yeah, you said words. I agree with the words you said. Fucking me.
I love the fact that, you know, you're, when you first started this out with your actors and all that stuff, your story just flows from one panel to the next. I mean, yeah, your cameraman, I forget his name.
Jens Sundheim.
Jens does an amazing job. You know, he really takes what you have laid out to heart, and he's done some amazing stuff.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to work with him on this project, and it wouldn't be possible without him. It's the two of us, we produced or started producing this story together, and it's really fun to see how my little sketches and layouts, which I produce first, then later become come to life by his work and the work of the actors. That's amazing to see.
And you've your actors have stuck with you through the entire thing, which is great. It's not like you're changing a main character every, you know, third chapter or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's the other part. On the one hand, they stay with the project because they really enjoy working on it, and they have fun to see how the story involves and develops. On the other hand, some of them get money for their job too, so they stay because of the money too. But I think mainly because of the fun part of doing a photo comic and a thing like that.
Yeah, we hope it's more for the fun than the money. But it looks like they have fun in the pictures. The your photographer takes amazing quality pictures too. I've always loved the layouts and the photo quality of your comic, which I think for me set it apart from other photo comics online that I've seen, because I've seen a lot of photo comics where their photo quality is just complete crap. It's like they're using a cell phone, you know. And coming to yours is a superhero comic, you know, superheroes from Germany. That's professional quality, and it's, you know, consistently professional quality, not just in the picture quality, but in the layouts, the speech balloons, everything about it is just quality. And I've really enjoyed that. I mean, I've reading it however past long it's been going since I found it. I forget when I first saw it.
I'm not sure if you caught on to how much bullshit I just spat there, but I mean, I can't believe I said, you know, quality and how professional it was so many times. I mean, it was professional quality. It is professional quality. It's a high quality comic. And, but I don't know. I felt like a lot of smoke being blown up Barnes' ass right there.
Yeah, well, we started in April 2008. And apart from a quiz, from our Christmas holiday a few weeks ago, we never missed an update. So when I started the project, this quality aspect was one of the things where I really focused on, that I want to produce real good work. And that's one of the main reasons why I produce it like that, because everybody keeps asking me, well, why do you produce a photo comic? Why not a drawn comic? And it's a quality question. If I would have produced it as a drawn story, my kind of illustration isn't good enough for the story I want to tell. And with the help of Jens and his photography, I can produce exactly what I want to produce. And otherwise, it would have been a crappy drawn superhero comic. We have enough of these, so doing a well-photographed comic is quite another thing to do.
He makes some solid points there. I mean, if you can't draw and you want to do it with a photo and you got the money and the people, the actors, and the photographer to do it, then do it with the quality you can do it there, man. That makes sense.
The one thing I've always found interesting is the fact that, you know, I've always wanted to see this in live action. And the closest that you've gotten to this is through some really, really amazing flash animation throughout your various chapters. And I mean, that's just... That's as close as you can get to having real life instead of having videos in terms of pictures. It's just amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Boy, that was just like dead air for 3 seconds.
Well, he was humbled, he said. It took him a minute. Yeah, the flash ones were amazing. I loved them. Mm. They're well put together too, which is not unexpected from Unity Heroes, you know. Because I don't know, I see it as high quality over most sites, over most comics out there, even the drawn comics. It's the site itself is laid out well, the comic is laid out well. It just, you expect quality when you go to that site. And it's always what I've thought.
Yeah, hopefully I can keep up this standard in the future. You know, really trying hard to keep it up and to maybe even get better what the story and the development of the characters and all this stuff. Now I'm losing my words.
Sorry. Not a problem. Well, you've been doing it for almost 2 years now, see, and you've kept it up that long. So I don't see, I don't, you know, and you're just getting better. So I don't think it's going to go down anytime. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, well, I think mainly it's the aspect of storytelling, that I can keep up and the story interesting enough so that the readers come back and enjoy the story. That's the hardest task, in a way, to keep up the quality of the pictures and the layout. That's that's quite easy, but to invent a story which really is captivating, that's more difficult, I think.
Here's a quick question for you. Your main character,
Mark. Yeah, Mark. Singer.
Yeah. Thanks. During the winter time, since he has the ability to change his shape and all that stuff, like his hands into metal and all of that, what happens during the winter time? Does it like become harder to like shape the blades for the hands? It's like, oh no, I have frostbite. I can't do it. It's just like, hang on a sec. I need to get my defroster while I try and defend from your attacks. You know.
Well, I think it's this shaping thing is a kind of natural thing for him, so he won't get any problems during the winter time. But on the other hand, of course, it will feel colder for everybody else who's he is touching with his steel hands.
So it's an extra bonus for his abilities. Haha, now you're cold.
Right. I have given you goosebumps. Haha.
It's the greatest trick ever. My next question for you is, tell me about how you got into the webcomic Wagon Battle. The Wagon webcomic battle, sorry, I said it backwards.
I noticed the link to the Wagon webcomic battle somewhere. I don't remember where right now. And I already knew the inventor of this card game, Mike Dellen, I think, from an incident before, because he contributed to my little interactive story where I invited my readers to send me some pictures, and I placed these pictures into the story, and he was one of these readers sending me a picture. And when I then noticed that he was the creator of this card game, I wrote him an email that I wanted to be involved in the game, that I want to send him some cards. And he appreciated it and told me, yeah, well, let's start it. And so now we have 4 character cards in the new upcoming Delta deck of the webcomic battle card game. Yay!
Nice. Have you actually played the game, or do you just got the cards?
I just set up these cards, and I think I will start playing it now, but I have not bought the decks yet.
You know, I was so close to being in that. I wanted to have White to see any of my comic strips in that card game, but I never got them. I mean, I was talking to them about it, but I never got my stuff submitted in time to do it because, you know, I forgot. But yeah, that would have been cool.
But I will.
Yeah, I remember when they first started the card game, I had emailed to get my comic into it, and they'd sent me all the stuff to do it, and I kind of forgot about it, never emailed back. But
see, I even talked about it back then, how lazy I was and forgot to do it. So, you know, damn it, John. Damn it, me from 10 years ago.
I got the first run of cards, and they're pretty cool cards. They're high quality. I like them.
Yeah.
I don't have the new deck yet, but... And, yeah, and I haven't actually played because nobody I know around here played, but...
You should do a Ustream type thing, you know, have a whole bunch of people in and just start doing it that way.
That'd be great. I didn't even think of that. Play your games online.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, boy, what a concept. The internet, you can play games online?
It's funny because with quarantine now, it's what a lot of people are doing. They're doing tons of card games over Zoom meetings, and I mean, I don't know if anybody uses Ustream anymore, but tons of online games are happening. That's I could do a Twitch stream of if I could find that old deck. I don't even remember actually getting that deck. I don't know if I was talking out of my ass or not, but I don't know.
Hey now.
Yeah, and for me, I am no player of the Star Wars collectible card game from Decipher, which was closed a few years ago. And playing this game, it was really fun, and now being able to contribute to a card game with webcomic characters and to include my own characters in this game, it was really fun to do this and to think about what kind of ability might this character have now for the cards and which picture to choose, etc., etc. It was really, really fun contributing to this thing. And I can only keep my fingers crossed that it will be... a successful edition, and that there will be more cards produced in the future, because it's a very fun concept.
You could have the Jenny Everywhere card as, you know, something that would allow you to like pick up a card from their deck and use it in your hand or whatever if you wanted, I guess.
Yeah, for example.
But the site, for those that don't know where it's at, it's actually wagonwebcomicbattle.com. So
I just checked, and wagonwebcomicbattle.com is still a thing. You can go there, and it looks like you can still purchase the card game if you want to. It has been updated since 2014, it looks like, but you can still check it out and buy it from there if you trust it. I don't know if it... Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not. I mean, it's real, but I don't know if it's ever updated again. But go there, check it out, and if you do buy something, let me know if it still works.
To get your Delta deck and Arn's cards.
Yes. Check it out. Buy them. Love it. Play it. It's definitely worth looking into.
But you also did not only the webcomic Magic cards there, you were also in the... Lauren Innes's Comic Creator Alliance as well.
Yeah, it was a very close thing for me because I wrote her on the last day possible if I could contribute. But I think it was really worth it. On the first hand, because it is for a good cause, and on the other hand, of course, also because it's a nice kind of advertising for the comic, because you are listed on this webpage where all the contributing artists are listed, and it brought me quite a number of new visitors during this month.
Mm-hmm. And some amazing people in total. I couldn't believe how many there were, and I'd love to see you do something like this next year. I think that would just be incredible.
That's the other thing. Contribute to a piece of art like that with over 80 contributors and amazing artists. It's a very, very nice wallpaper.
Yeah, I purchased it the first day it was out, and I have it as my background. So
sweet. I have one background now.
I have yet to purchase it, but I do plan on getting one. We actually talked about this on the last episode with Taversia as well, and she was promoting it too. Mm-hmm. And I meant to buy it between then and now. I haven't been online to do that.
Today's the last day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go to the site and do it then.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, man.
Spoiler alert, I didn't go buy it because I was supposed to be a part of it too, and I never finished adding anything to it. But no, I actually never went and bought the wallpaper to support it, which is, I mean, I said I would and I should have, but I didn't, so I'm a shitty person. I'm sorry.
I'm doing it now as we speak.
You're a man of action. I know that for sure. You're not a man of all talk. So.
I'm not a man of talk. I am a man of action. I do what I say I'm going to do.
Exactly.
Except for this, because I didn't.
Hence all the videos that you posted as well. So.
Yes. My undying urge to learn how to animate, yes. It's coming. It's a slow process, but it's working so far.
It's never going to happen. I don't want to learn how to animate. It's too difficult. I give up. I fail.
What's the website?
Well, the website is Comic Creator Alliance. Wait, sorry. Hang on. I got to find it. It's Comic Creator Alliance. It's like .weebly.something. Yeah, here it is. comicalliance.weebly.com.
Well, that site is still up. You can still go there and donate, I guess. I don't know if you can still donate, but they stopped up to that in 2011, so... I don't know, go there and look around. Maybe you can. I don't know. I mean, you're sure you can find the links over to help stop human trafficking. Schumann? No, human trafficking from there. But yeah, still, you can still check it out.
You can also find it if you visit Union of Heroes and go three pages back, and then click on the banner above.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'll PayPal. I'd love to hear what I heard. It was like over $3,000 the first day on January 11th. I'd love to hear what the final stats were for that. But
the last message I received was that they already gained more than $9,000.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's impressive. Amazing.
That is very impressive.
But I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying. So today's the last day they can do it.
Oh, yeah. Today's the very last day.
Oh, January 24th. Yep. Oh, well, today is in as in Sunday, right?
Today is the 24th, yes.
Yeah, well, it's the 23rd for me.
because Arn and Kurt are in the future from me. Time zones are crazy.
Time zone.
Yeah. It's 9:30 p.m. on the 23rd for me, so yeah, they have all day tomorrow on the west coast of America.
Yeah, well, do it today. Do it today, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Although by the time I get this put together and aired, it'll be like last week.
Oh, all the poor people listening to this episode then and not being able to buy it. You have missed a pretty amazing wallpaper now.
What about those poor amazing people that are listening to this 11 years later, 10 years later, and like, wow, I didn't even know this was a thing, and I missed out on helping human trafficking from January of 2010? No. Damn, I'm so late to the game. But, I mean, there's still ways you can donate. You can go just Google search, how can I help human trafficking? You'll find tons of ways to help that out. Not help people human traffic, but help stop human trafficking. Let's clarify that there.
But they will have heard about it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And I talked about the last episode. Yes, and we talked about the last episode, so people from the last episode should have already gone and bought it.
Great.
We hope, at least. So let's get to more questions here. One thing I've been curious about, and I'm sure you've talked about it before, but I probably wasn't paying attention, not on this show, but on the other shows you've been on for probably, like Kurtz.
Let's be honest. I didn't listen to anybody else's show back then, because I don't do it now. Not that I don't want to listen to shows. I don't have time with work and kids and all the shows that I do and all the comics I do. I don't listen too much to other shows. So if I said I listened to a show you were on, I'm probably lying to make you feel better. Or maybe I'm not. Maybe I did listen to it. You never know. But more than likely, I did listen to it. But maybe I did.
What's your process?
I'm creating the story in my head. I'm thinking about what kind of story and which kind of characters I want to present next. I'm creating a layout for the upcoming pages. And I really draw with very fast sketches what should happen on the page and what should the character say. And then I'm searching for a date where I can meet with my actors and the photographer. And I'm searching for a location where we can produce the pictures. And when everything comes together on this special date, Jens is producing the pictures while I'm working as the director, telling everybody what to do, how to look, and from which angle to produce the photos. And after that, we have maybe 1,000 photos for the next 10 to 15 pages. Then I have to decide which specific photo I take to use it on the page. And I put them together, I produce the special effects on Photoshop, and the page is finished. And up it goes.
So you kind of see it through from start to finish, pretty much.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's always when you compare the first sketch with the final page, of course you can always see, oh yeah, that's exactly this page, because most of the time the small line art figures are already looking like the final photograph persons. But of course the contrast between these two things, between the sketch and the final page, is such a huge one that it always blows me away to see how something this rough sketched can develop into these amazing photographs. And it's really very, very much the work of Jens and of the actors who really do a great job.
Nice. I'm looking through on your site for the look behind the scenes little short thing you did. And I'm looking at the one right now that has, like, you know, your drawing with the actual page. It's quite a comparison, quite a difference from what it starts out with to what it ends up with.
One thing I was always curious about was since, and I'm not trying to bring up my podcast, but since we last talked, Arn, how's your promotion been?
Yeah, it's been quite nice, because the my readership has really developed from this moment on. They I think there was one month where it was really, really very, very good because a very good page linked to me. But since then, it has grown steadily. And we got quite a nice recognition. And the best thing which happened in the last few weeks was that a German comic journal, there are a few German comic journals, and one in print, and one of these journals made a huge article about digital webcomics or digital comics. And it was the first article like this in a German comic journal, and they wrote about Union of Heroes, that it is one of the most interesting projects in the last few years happening in comic world in Germany.
Oh, wow.
And getting a recognition like that one from such a journal is, of course, a very nice thing to read. And yeah, the number of people writing about us, asking for interviews, etc., has risen during the last few months.
Oh, that's amazing. That's the best type of promotion that you can get, when someone notices your work as it is and really takes the time to write about it. I mean,
that's true.
You know, kudos to you guys there. I mean, for such a great guy that you are, you know, it's good to see you're finally, you know, you're really getting the much deserve promotion and publications that, well, you deserve.
Yeah, thank you.
No one ever wrote about YTCL in a German journal and talked about how it was a defining moment of new great things in Germany. I'm not a German comic creator, so it wouldn't matter. And that's awesome. I've totally forgot that Arn had that recognition in the German paper. It's pretty great. I wish he was still doing it. I don't know what he's. I should check in with Arn and see what he's still doing as far as comics go, because he's not doing Union Heroes. Union Heroes stopped a long time ago. But I wonder if he's doing anything else. I should check in.
And it's for me, because this is one thing where what I've tried to do is to promote Union of Heroes without spending money for it.
Promoting without spending money is very difficult to do, because most people want money when they want to promote things. I know this from experience.
In fact, that's one of the few things where I didn't have spent so money on. And to see that it kind of works without paying for advertising is also quite a nice thing, that this word of mouth and reviews and interviews and podcasts and all this brings you some new readers to also enjoy it and to talk with others about it. It's very nice to see.
And do you have a link to that, or rather, is there a link on your website to see what was written about your stuff?
No, there isn't a link, because unfortunately it's a print journal, and they have a small part of these articles on their website, but not the part where I'm mentioned, and so there isn't any link yet on my page.
No link. Then how do we know it even happened? I mean, it was even real, Arn. God, it's real. It's totally real. But it's proud of you, buddy.
Okay. Well,
I think it's the people interviewing me. They are the people who wrote the article. They are from Comic Gate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's comicgate.de.
I really hope that's the same Comic Gate thing that's out right now with the whole. This is like an early Comics Gate way back then in Germany. I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to go look at comicsgate.de and see what comes up, but that does not sound good right now.
Awesome. I'll have to check it out and then get a translation.
Comic scene.
All right. I just checked it out. It's totally different. It's a legitimate German comic website. It talks about reviews of German comics. It's actually pretty cool. Has nothing to do with the stupid Comics Gate thing.
And they also wrote a small sentence in this article about our Webcomic Planet Collective.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are really up to date. They also noticed the collective and wrote about our combined goal to support each other with the final goal to make a living or to make money with our webcomics. That's what they wrote in their sentence.
Oh, that's too cool. Have to tell the guys about that.
That's very cool. I like to see that. Though I probably couldn't read it because it's in German, but still.
Translation. We have Arne to help us out. See?
This is true.
Now, in terms of, you know, you're a family man. You're doing this. This is part time, right?
Yeah, it's let's say 60% of my working time I spend for Union of Heroes, and the other 40% I spend for working on real jobs and making enough money to go on working on Union of Heroes.
Fair enough. I was just going to ask, you know, how's your family? Have they contributed? I know they're supportive of you in this endeavor, but have they thought of ideas to maybe add into the stories and all that?
Not really. No, they. Some members of my family have contributed by being actors in the story. And by helping me out, that they are playing some of the characters, but they don't contribute to the story. That they tell me, hey, I have an idea, and you could do that, or you could do this. But they are all proud readers, of course. And so far, they haven't any complaints. So I think I'm going in the right direction there too.
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah, I need to brush up on my German. This is a really good article.
I threw it into a translator so I could read it. GoogleTranslate.com. Awesome. Or translate.google.com. Sorry.
It's all right. Cool. Do you have anything, John?
I just have one last question, and it's more of a... It's more kind of about the comic, but kind of not. A while ago, you held guest comics, and I did one for you. And I was just curious, how long did you have to think about it before you actually decided to post it? Because I remember you first emailed me back stating that saying that, you know, it was a little too risque, yeah, well, or whatever word. I don't remember what you said, but I remember it wasn't quite.
your guest comic was.
Well, that's odd. The audio file cuts out there, and I went back listened to the original MP3 from the original post that I put up back in 2010 in September, and it also cuts out there. In fact, it actually doesn't. It just cuts out with me saying it was kind of weird, and then it cuts the music at the end that I can't play, which was Lagwagons or somebody's Inspector Gadget. But yeah, I'd asked him about the webcomic I did for him, which I'll post in the links below, and it was a little on the risque side because that's what I did. I did funny jokes, and it was basically about his main character with blade hands jerking it and what happens when he jerks it, and then him cutting in and be like, no, you can't do this on my comic. But that's kind of what I did. But I remember he said it was a little too much, and I actually edited it for him and made it less, you know, inappropriate. Then he posts. He is actually on his website still, and I'll link to that below so you can check it out. Yeah, so originally there was another part here. We talked about some anime, which was before the interview, but I'm putting it here after the interview now to kind of edit this out. So let's go ahead and listen to Kurt and myself and Arne talk about some anime.
There's a series called, I can't think of the full name of it, but it was something No Index. It was about...
A quick Google search tells me it was called A Certain Magical Index.
A group of... It was about a human that basically had the library of every single book and every single magic book and all that other stuff stuck in her head. And she landed in the city with a bunch of powerful people, like magicians and psychic people that could teleport, use electricity. And she happened to crash into the only guy that could negate all magic power and all that other stuff. And he was like a level 0 compared to like a level 5. And he could like negate every single power with just his hand. And so it was like a huge 26 episode series. And I'm watching a spinoff of that called A Certain Scientific Railgun, which is one of those secondary characters. And they're going through a bit of her story and all that. It's actually a really good series. Really great action.
Sounds fun.
How old is it?
This Railgun one is just started in October 2009. The other series is I think it was 2005, 2006, went till 2007. But there's 19 volumes for the manga, so that's pretty good.
Looks like they made some more back in 2019. So if you want to check it out, it's a certain magical index with a certain scientific Rogan and then a certain scientific Rogan T and Rogan S and other letters that are in the alphabet to make more shows.
Have you ever seen Those Who Hunt Elves?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's pretty awesome. It's the basis of these characters get sent to this magical world with elves, and they have to find out they're hunting them. And one of the characters is a talking tank. It's insanely funny. It's like, I think it's like 12 episodes, but it's probably one of the most outrageous, hilarious, just off the wall animes I've seen that actually kind of makes sense, but it's still anime off the wall, you know.
No, I don't think I've seen good. This one.
No, it's good. That was back when I actually watched anime, when I had a girlfriend who liked anime, so I watched it a lot. Now I don't find much time to watch anime these days, unfortunately.
You need to make time.
Well, I've seen a lot. I've watched a ton of anime, but not in the recent years.
I actually just got Trigun and Cowboy Bebop to rewatch those because I've been dying to rewatch those again. And there's some new ones I want to check out, so I might watch some anime soon. But I'll be watching it with my son because my wife won't watch it.
The last anime I watched was GTO. So,
wow,
yeah, and that was a while ago.
I gotta get you caught up next time I see you. Whenever I see you.
Yeah, I don't even know anything new that's good, to be honest.
I just got a ton of stuff. I'll bring the binders and say, look here.
All right, let's go ahead and
what, John? Go ahead and get to the interview. But I moved around. So it's now after the interview because it makes more sense. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. This has been a Y2CR Radio re-up on Haphazard Ventures. You know, I say that because originally way back in 2009, 2010, this show was called Y2CR Radio. But if you want to hear more Y2CR Radio, head over to spoilerverse.com and check out me talking to myself on this Y2CR Radio. This show, however, is Haphazard Adventures, which is my wife and I going on adventures through our lives haphazardly. And this is the re-ups from our old show. There's one more of these left. It's a pretty fun one. It's with Kaylee's cousin, and we call him Wolfist on the show because it's his gamer tag name, but his cousin Jesse. He's a cool guy. So, again, this was Arne Schoenberg, I think I got that right, and Kurt Sasso. Arne from Union of Heroes, Kurt from TGT Media, TGT Webcomics. He's been on a lot of these, pretty cool guy. And this is John with Haphazard Adventures signing out. Don't forget to go over to spoilerverse.com, check out all the cool stuff we have there, all the other podcasts, all the other amazing stuff. You hear it all the time. But until then, hit those drums.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.